FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
As the world marks Earth Day today, residents in Durban North's La Lucia area are up in arms over the unbearable stench of raw sewage. There's been a substantial amount of raw effluent flowing into Saratoga Beach since a major storm in January. Floods left the Armstrong Avenue pump station badly damaged. Ward 35 councillor Nicole Bowman says repairs are currently underway.
The municipality are currently working on repairing the rising main and pump station and have two contractors working on excavating the attenuation ponds as well as increasing the depth of the gabions and channels under the Armstrong Avenue, which will hopefully resolve substantial flooding in the future. The situation has impacted local residents of La Lucia due to the outflow and stench. Obviously, this does contribute to the situation in our oceans. However, the closing of Umhlanga beaches was due to the excessive E. coli levels being read after the Umhlanga River mouth breach during the rains experienced 2 weeks ago.
A local group monitoring food security says soaring prices have forced many lower-income households in KZN into survival mode. The Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group has been commenting on consumer inflation's marginal decline to 5.3% in March. Program coordinator Mervyn Abrams says the average cost of the household food basket is around 5,200 rand.
Today it is 311 rand more expensive than it was a year ago.
He says many households are struggling, adding that those who earn less than 5,000 rand won't feel immediate relief as inflation slows.
The only survival strategy that lower income households is either to eat less meals a day, and we're seeing that happening all around South Africa now, or they buy less nutritious food, cheap food, in order to gain more calories for their bodies, or they just basically starve or go deeper into debt.
North of Durban now, and a crash on the M4 has claimed the lives of two people. A minibus taxi collided with the Umdloti Bridge, leaving five others critically hurt. It's not clear what caused the crash that led to the closure of that section of the route last night. Six people were treated for minor injuries on scene. And at least five rockets have been launched from Iraq towards a U.S. military base located over the border in northeastern Syria. A paramilitary group in Iraq, backed by Iran, says fighters have decided to resume attacks on American forces in the region. A U.S. official says no one was injured during the rocket attack and the launcher was destroyed. Back home, we've got a high of 27 degrees in Durban today. Maritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nitar Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Man United book FA Cup final date with Man City. Kaizer Chiefs, they've suffered a fourth defeat in five in the DStv Prem, and the Hollywood Bets Dolphins through to the CSA T20 Challenge semi-final.